Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
Football might be over for the season, but basketball is in full steam for both pro and college hoops. From all the latest odds, totals, player performance props, to where the next fired coach is going to land, BetOnline is the number one spot for all of your sports betting needs. Head over to the website or use your mobile devices to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BELIEVE, that's B-L-E-A-V, to get started. And it's not just basketball. BetOnline is your source for hockey, boxing, and UFC odds. From sports right down to your favorite Vegas casino games, BetOnline is your number one online wagering destination. Bet online, the fastest and easiest way to wager on all of your favorite sports and play your favorite games. Bet online, where the game starts. Hello, everyone, and welcome to 100th Football Sports Talk Radio. I am your host, Logan Landers, and today I am covering the big man, the offensive tackle from Southern Utah, Braxton Jones. Be sure if you enjoyed this video or this episode of the podcast, like, comment, share, and subscribe for more amazing football action. We get live each and every single week on Facebook and YouTube. Our awesome podcast, thanks to the Leap Podcast Network, goes up every single day on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iTunes, or anywhere you listen to podcasts. We have it for your listening each and every single day with draft prospects, legend interviews, history specials, team previews, game previews, anything and everything football related. You can find it over there at our podcast and on our Facebook and YouTube pages. Also, please go check out our Instagram. At 100 at the football, we have clips of each and every one of our shows. So if you're ever just scrolling through Instagram and you see one of our posts, well, hey, give us a like, give us a comment, and let us know what you want to see next here on the show. So without further ado, let's get into it. Braxton Jones, the big guy from Southern Utah. And you might be asking yourself, why are they covering Braxton Jones? He's out of Southern Utah. Who cares about Southern Utah? Well, it is the NFL draft. And it's not, we don't just talk about the big teams here. We don't just talk about the Alabama, Georgias, Florida States, all those great programs, right? We have to go into the nitty-gritty, the schools that not many other networks talk about. And that's what we're here to do today. Braxton Jones is a 6'7", 310-pound monster on the offensive line. Let's talk more about this guy. He is smooth for his size, covers a lot of grounds, and he works extremely hard to mirror those rushers to make sure they do not get by him. He's agile for his size. He's athletic. He's long. He's got good height also. Like I said, he's 6'7", for God's sake. He has good knee bend also. He's not just a brick wall. He's able to be flexible with it. He's a solid run blocker. And he has a killer instinct, which I like to see personally out of my offensive linemen. Now, guys who aren't afraid to throw someone down to say, hey, this is my turf, this is my field, and you are not getting by me. So I love that from the young man. And he has above average football smarts and intelligence. Great character, awesome work ethic. An all big sky first team selection in 2021. A sophomore All-American by Hero Sports in his junior season, and he has played in a ton of games, and all the way through 2018 when he really first started, right? Because 2017 he played in just one game, but in 2018 through 2021, this guy has played in a ton of football games, and that's what you like to see. So what can he improve on? Because yes, he did go to an FCS school, smaller school. But that does not mean the potential and the height, the weight, the strength, all that is not there. So the thing that he can improve on, sometimes he can be a little bit too aggressive. He's not very consistent whenever he turns on that mean side, right? And he tries to throw someone down. Sometimes he can lose his balance by overextending, being a little bit too aggressive. He can work on that. He relies on his length a little bit too much. that can allow the defender to get the corner on him, or if he has a nice spin move, can get inside that way also, so he can also work on that. Sometimes his height can be a little bit of a disadvantage, actually, in short yardage situations. The defender can get under him to help hold that line, just kind of sneak through. So, I mean, that is kind of a downside, right? I mean, you might think, man, he's 6'7". But there are a few downsides to that, and that is just one of them. Sometimes he can get pushed back in pass protection because he bends his waist rather than at his knees. So, like I said, he's pretty flexible. He still needs to work on that a little bit. And he relies more on precision with his angles rather than just pure physicality and pure strength in the run game. So he's not trying to push people over. He's just trying to kind of hold them in a way. And I mean, not with a penalty, obviously, but hold them and make sure that running back can get through the gap rather than just manhandling somebody. He's not the most physically imposing. Like I said, he has streaks of that mean side, but I think he could do it a little bit more. He's got above average strength overall. His upper body is solid. And the only thing is he can work on his feet work and his footwork. He sometimes loses balance, but I mean, man, being 6'7", over 300 pounds, you can see why, but that's something he can improve on. He's a solid prospect. I like him in pass blocking. I like him in run blocking. And he's someone that I would definitely take a flyer on, someone in the later round, and someone who you can really just kind of sit there and develop. And I think that over time, you could maybe see Braxton Jones in the NFL, because, I mean, let's face it, offensive linemen get hurt a decent amount. So I think he could slide in nicely. I think he'll kind of be second, maybe third on the depth chart to start things out. Later round draft pick, I see. And it's someone who has a ton of potential to really break out, have a good career, and have a long career in the NFL. As long as he can practice some of the things I've talked about, some of his weaknesses, and improve even further on his strengths, I see Braxton Jones being very successful in the NFL as an offensive tackle. I like this young man personally. He's a good guy. All things accounted for, right? And you got to hope. You got to have a little bit of that underdog mentality, right? Coming from that small school that no one's heard of before out of Southern Utah. You got to have that chip on your shoulder to say, hey, I'm going to do it. I'm going to make it to the NFL. I'm going to play well in the NFL. I'm going to play well in the NFL for a great long amount of time. And I think Braxton Jones has all the tools in his tool set to do just that. Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online. So if you have enjoyed this video or this episode of the podcast today, please like, comment, share, subscribe. We go live each and every single week on Facebook, YouTube, clips of all of our shows on our Instagram at 100JustFootball. And if you haven't done so yet, our podcast, like I said, available Spotify, Apple Podcast, iTunes, iHeartRadio, you name it. Just look for our logo right there on the 50-yard line with the football looking nice and clean. And you can find daily episodes of our show, legends interviews, draft prospects, game previews, anything and everything. Let me reemphasize that. Everything football related, you can find on the podcast. Every single day we upload something on the podcast. So please go over there and leave us a review. Let us know what you want to watch next, what you want to hear next. And we will get it done. So you've been listening to my video, looking at my video for Braxton Jones, the offensive tackle from Southern Utah. I like this young man. Can't wait to see what he's going to do in the next level. Give me your thoughts. What do you think he's going to do? Is he going to succeed? I'd love to hear it and comment back with you on Facebook and YouTube. So this has been my video on the young man. I hope he does great. Leave us your comments, guys. We love it. And we will talk to you again on another live video right here on 100 Yards of Football. We'll see you soon.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.